Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective. With myself, Cynthia Sloan, and co-host,
Ani Avedisian. Hi, everyone. As usual, we're delighted to have you with us this evening. And this show is all about listener participation, and we would love to hear your questions and your comments during the second part of the show in about 20 minutes or so, and we will give you the number again at that time. But first off, make a note of it just in case, 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. And back to you, Cynthia.
Thank you, Ani, so much. Welcome, everyone. We are ecstatic to be here, and today we're going to continue our discussion on molecular structure, how to change everything from your ice cream, your food, to your bank account, and reflect the abundance that you want to have in your life, not only personally, but how that can affect you and others globally. So we talked a lot, and I invite everyone who missed that last show to tune in. It was on the 23rd of February because it was chocked full of information, and today we will continue that. We were talking about molecular structure and how it has sacred geometry. It has energy, vibration. It's electrical. It's magnetic. But what I'd like to share with people is that the tool that, let's say the creation process uses, the molecular structure, the tool that guides and really demonstrates the capacity for manifestation is intention. It is focus and intention, because intention is inclusive of energy, vibration, electricity, magnetics, and universal connection. And so the navigational tool, if you will, is the intention. And without intention, your originating intent, then your intention is aligned to the mass consciousness intent. So sometimes if you don't really state your truth about an issue, place, or situation, you might be dealing with what the mass consciousness would do with something. So I invite everyone to really move into a state of conscious intention and watch their lives kind of be re-navigated and recalibrated to really speak on behalf of what you do want. Ani?
Yeah, thank you. Well put, Cynthia. You know, intent is the basis of creation. And one of my favorite phrases I have a lot of favorite phrases, as you all know out there, but one of my favorite phrases is clarity of intent. Because the creative process is 99% thought and sort of 1% physical manifestation being almost a side effect of our thought process here on this realm of manifestation. Very important that we understand how to have clear and focused intent, and to understand that if we have scattered intent and scattered thought patterns, that's the type of life that we're going to have. And having this type of sort of focused intent really helps us to get the ego out of the way and let the intentions float free, as it were, out there in the virtual domain, you know, floating around and trying to fulfill their own intention. A lot of us really push and try to get things done. We sit and we have intent. We're going to do this. We're going to make a goal. We're going to have this, and everything's going to be perfect and just the way that I want it. You know, what we have to do more than anything else is just be very clear about the general outline of what we want and what we want to create, not only on a personal level, but what we want to create for the world, and let that float up into the universe, into the spiritual domain, and do its work without us working so hard for it. In the same way as, you know, when you're talking with someone and they say, oh, do you remember the name of that person who did blah, blah, blah? And it's always on the tip of your tongue and you can never remember. And so you sit there and you really try to remember. And the more you try to remember, the further away the information goes. That's the ego getting in the way and stopping your intent from going out into the virtual domain, where it can sit there for as long as it takes for that information to be collated and come back to you, usually when your conversation is over and you're sitting there, you know, having tea with somebody else later on. But it pops into your awareness, and there it is. And that's just a really simple illustration, but that's how intent works. All we have to do is create the intention and then let the universe take over. Does that make sense to everyone?
Absolutely. I think that I agree with what you said, and in addition to that, I invite everyone that just agreed as well, that intention also is kind of an equation. It's a sacred geometric equation that aligns with the continuation of who you are, not only in this life, who you've been, but also your universal connection with your universal global self, which goes beyond any of the smallness that you might be experiencing here. So intention is kind of like the delivery source of your choice. With intention contracts or expands the energy and literally the electricity, the magnetics and the vibration and the energy. It can contract what you put out there. A lot of people, as an example, put intentions out there, then they wait and they never happen. They wait and they finally happen, but they don't happen exactly as they intended. So be mindful too that you are either UPS, Federal Express, you are the delivery system that's going to ask for the amplified delivery to be an immediate process or a slower process, but it's coming from you, with you, and through you. So to remind everyone that the sacred geometry of who you are, and you are asking for an intent or focusing your energies on an intent, also focus on your acceptability and self-permission to receive it as big as you want to. And that means if you are creating from a place of amplified abundance, even if it's not physically present in your life yet, but in your creation process, you sit there from a place consciously and intentionally saying, as an example only, I'm going to create from a place of unending abundance, and I'm going to send this out from there, my intention out into the universe or simply to yourself. You are expanding that and quickening the process, as opposed to not being aligned with the intention on the level of emotional, mental comfortability, then you slow and contract the process down. Ani?
Can I be Universal Express instead of UPS or Federal Express?
Yes, as long as I can be the Ice Cream Express.
Because that's how I did it. When you explained it so well, I thought, that's fantastic. But it is. It's like Universal Express knocking on your door and going, hey, Cynthia, here you are. Here's
Absolutely.
The result. Here's the manifestation of your intent. You know,
here's your
and,
hot fudge,
you know,
sundae, yes.
Yes. Oh, no more ice cream. After that show we did last time, I had to go down and get all that ice cream, and then I was sick for days. So please.
Oh, no.
No more ice cream. No more triple fudges.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Well, not for you.
Not for me, maybe for you.
No.
So
no,
when
but
we're
I
doing,
hear you. I...
Thank mm-hmm. you. We've all overindulged. I know we have at some point or another. You know?
Absolutely.
So going back to the intent of not eating ice cream, you know, all we require is to release this intent, and it goes into this conscious intelligence field. And like Cynthia says, depending on the focus of our thoughts, it's going to go out there into that subatomic soup and work its way in according to our focus. So it's where we pray from, where we meditate from, where we set our intentions from, that's the most important thing, from a place of lack or limitation, or from a place of that wonderful abundance or that place of higher consciousness. And when we're from a place of higher consciousness, we are going to get much less third-dimensional, fifth-dimensional lag time. You really will be able to manifest a lot faster. So I think we have to, I think what we really need to do, all of us, is, you know, we're running around and we're always so busy, and we forget that we need to slow down once in a while and really think about what our level of consciousness is, where our lives are, and take a moment to sit down and say, do I have a nice opportunity today to take 5-10 minutes and take a look at my life and sit down and write all the things that are bothering me and write out all the things that I want to see in my life? How centered am I think, is what we're talking about. So we need to take some time to do some meditation, to do some of those walks in nature, and put ourselves in a place of calm centeredness so that we can be manifesting from these, higher consciousness levels. So we're not always given opportunities to do that. So I think, Cynthia, we have to take time out of our, we have to look at our calendars and literally take some time out to make an effort to do this, don't you think?
I do. I think that doing that daily, in fact, creating the time is also part of including the delivery. I mean, if we don't create the time, but we put the intention out there, but we're not there to receive the package and sign for it, it all becomes very confusing. Let's also talk and touch on the creation process itself, because we were talking about molecular structure. That includes, as an example to everyone to contemplate if it resonates, the creation process of the skin, the fingers, the hands, etc., that the energy, the frequency, and the vibration of the sacred geometry is communicating with the equation of the DNA. So literally, when you think about it, you've already participated in the greatest masterpiece and work of art, and that is you. That is you. And as the artist co-creating, you have the opportunity to change the pattern and the growth by understanding that the creation process on a DNA level, it's creating, the DNA would be what is reading and communicating and agreeing to use all the instruments of energy, frequency, vibration, sacred geometry, past life interludes, so to speak, or interactions, reading all of that, your hall of records, and creating the form and structure that's going to support your particular journey, your incarnation. So if you kind of look at it already, there are many people out there who think, well, I'm not there yet, and I can't even conceive of participating in my molecular structure or even taking time out to contemplate co-creating and intention. You've already done that. You've already done it at a place of mastery with a connection to the universe. You're here. You're in form. You have already experienced on a cellular level what it's like to communicate and create. So now it's about giving yourself permission to move into a state consciously, and all you're doing is giving yourself permission to move into a state of conscious contemplation of what you would like to continually create. Because whether or not you like it, whether or not you feel you're participating, you are. Every day, every breath, every heartbeat, every presence of your form in any place in this dimension or plane of demonstration, you are co-creating, and you are doing it. It's about changing it if you desire to flow with you and for you not to feel that it's happening at you. Ani?
Yeah, we are so much more than we think we are. We're so much more than what we are in this physical form. And if we take some time to sit and really think about the big picture and think about these principles, Cynthia's right. We've already created this planet. We've already created galaxies. We're co-creators of the entire universe. So to think that we can't manage our life journey, our karmic obligations that we've written for ourselves, to think that we can't actually have mastery over this life journey, which in truth is just a blip in time, it's not correct. We are masterful beings. We are the creators of our own reality. How can we not be? We were created to create. And positive thoughts, that's the key. Positive thoughts know nothing about distance. All they require is that receptivity. So we know it all. Everything we've ever desired, prayed for, longed for, all the knowledge, all the wisdom, everything, it's all there. It's our default setting. All we need to do is let go of all the emotional turbulence that stands in our way, and we can avail ourselves of all of these and create, not just for ourselves, of course, we're all the same person, so we can create for peace, for love, for a greater awareness. Absolutely. Yep.
Yes, I agree. I think, too, we were discussing molecular structure in regards to how to change everything from food to your relationships to reflect abundance. I also would like to touch on how to use the understanding or the contemplation of cellular structure in relationship to illness. That cellular structure in the body, each cell in the body, is communicating with the cell right next to it, around it on the east quarter, the north, the south, you know. It's this large organism cooperating with others like itself to manifest the form, your physical body, in agreement with your originating truth, with your originating desire to be physically manifest and what type of experience do you want to have. So those individuals who are out there are dealing with either a major or minor illness or even an uncomfortability, I invite you all to contemplate that the cells are in communication with each other. If you're dealing with a dominating cell in your body, like illness or disease, it's one cell that's trying to convince others to follow it. I'm going to say that again, people. Disease on one level is one cell trying to convince others to follow it. You have the capacity to move into the center of who you are, the center core of who you are, your originating state as it was being created in its perfection, and communicate with your cellular structure and guide yourself back to health. Communicate with the other cells that are trying to decide, if you will, whether the body is going to be given up to this one cell that will become dominating, or if the other cells will return and become calibrated to their original state of perfection, therefore overpowering or convincing or communicating with this warrior, if you will, that is attempting to have everyone on the bandwagon. So it's a kind of a duality way to put it, but really understand that apart from everything that we have available at our to access regarding health, regarding returning to a place of full perfection in our bodies, let alone the mind, the mental body, the emotional body, and our spirit connection, all of that is involved. That is not only involved in the process of communication with the cells and the dominating one, if that's what's happening for you in particular, but then the rest of it would be like the glue, the sustainability, and the fuel that keeps your intention. Let's say your body realigns itself with its perfection. Everything else is what continues to amplify that. Ani?
Beautiful. You know, I deal with this sort of thing just like you on every single day. And, you know, when the illness is manifest in the body as well, then we have to deal with it energetically and physically. But what Cynthia is saying is actually very, very right. And in terms of some of the more serious illnesses that are out there right now, there seems to be almost an epidemic of cancer that I've seen, you know, rise up over the last 10 years. The problem is we're not understanding that our minds tell our cells what to do. Our cells, my belief, my understanding through doing this work for so long, is that our bodies don't really have that type of intelligence to create for themselves. They have a lot of intelligence and a lot of cellular memory, and they're brilliant pieces of divine engineering. But our minds tell the body what the optimal health template percentage is going to be. And we buy into these illnesses, and they have what we would call a morphic resonance around them now. And a morphic resonance is, how would I explain it, a memory in nature that's not inherent, but it's something by repetition. So when you have an illness, something, you know, cancer or whatever, there's so much information about it, there's so many people who resonate to it one way or another, that it almost has this magnificent, horrible, magnificent field around it that you can't penetrate. So people go into panic and they go into lockdown mode, and all something like cancer is a cell mutating. So I'm really grateful for you for bringing that up, Cynthia. It is just a cell mutating. And as divine beings, we can find out what's happening in our bodies and really understand the challenge that we've set ourselves up for, which is to overcome this and realign ourselves to our divine source and overcome this. So the power of the mind is all in that. And when we have these shifts in perception, and when we let go of the fear and start to talk to ourselves, talk to our mind, have our mind communicate with the cells, and do whatever work is necessary. Sometimes we have to, you know, ask our body to forgive us for putting it through such heck, etc. But whatever method we use, you will actually be able to see, if you can see, but you'll be able to feel what happens in the body's energetic anatomy as it relaxes and the cells start talking to each other saying, hey, you know, it's not so bad after all. And all of a sudden, everything calibrates to its correct divine specifications and attunes to its correct divine frequency because we're in our right-mindedness and we're not allowing this one mutating cell to dictate our lives, quite the other way around. We dictate to that one mutating cell exactly what it needs to happen to it. So thank you for bringing that up, Cynthia. It's very well put.
Thank you. And in addition to that, the mind definitely informs, and mind would be an informant, if you will, to the rest of the body, and then all other aspects would follow that leader. But in order to have the restructuring occur within the body from a dominating cell, it would require the mind and all other facets, the emotional body, etc., to participate in that defining equation. And what that means is, what we've already stated, but in a different way, what that means is I see many clients, either over the phone or in person, I see their light body, their energetic anatomy or makeup, where they are now operating in a survival mode. They're operating at less than what the body can handle, and they're shut down on many areas. So there's almost pockets of the human body that are not breathing, they're not getting as much oxygen, they're not being included in the conversation. Though those, when followed, when the stream of consciousness of those light bodies are followed, usually what's found is that they were shut down due to an emotional issue. It impacted the emotional body, or it impacted the energetic body and then impacted the emotional body, or vice versa. But there's a way to return to the empowerment or reclaim that part that was impacted and inform the brain and inform of all other aspects that everything's back online. Survival mode is no longer where the perception or the guidance is focused on, but instead the thriving mode. And that becomes a mode of celebration of life together as one, all on the same page, certainly, versus only parts being present. So it's just fascinating for anyone out there that's dealing with the fear or the paralyzing news of anything that is, anything that would paralyze you. Know that there is also a fascinating journey through that and out into empowerment if you choose, and that is by dialoguing not only with yourself but others that can help you reach that one language that speaks on behalf of all your parts. Ani?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, no, I don't disagree with any of that. It obviously, everything stems from an emotional point of view first. It has to happen emotionally before it happens elsewhere. And, yep, what we're talking about is the same thing, a shift of perspective, a shift in in perception, where we actually take control, align, and bring everything back to its perfect attunement. So, you know, we can all go there, people. You don't have to study mantras and sutras and all that type of thing, or fast and meditate forever. It just requires an open mind and an open heart and that willingness to align. So I'm going to give out that number one more time for anybody who'd like to call in and chat with us about this type of thing. We'd love to hear from you always. It's 1-877-876-5227. And again, that's 1-877-876-5227.
Thank you,
Cynthia. Oh, you're welcome, love. Yep. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, last time you talked, I don't want to bring up the chocolate ice cream again. But last time you talked about the chocolate. But I just did. You know, it just reminded me of something. It's like, you know, for some people, chocolate ice cream is absolutely wonderful, and it's pleasure. You know, it's terrific. Mm-hmm. But for somebody who either has a tremendous amount of tooth sensitivity or is allergic to chocolate, it's real pain and a trauma. Mm-hmm. So it just reminded me of how something so lovely can be perceived in two totally different ways, love and fear, by different people, and how perception works that way. So, you know,
absolutely.
Just wanted to share that with you. Because you got me thinking and eating for days after that. So,
well, that was never my intention, and certainly I could have joined you there, but didn't. Well, sometimes also, folks, sometimes just talking about it fulfills I mean, this is barely the case, but sometimes just talking about it and the drooling about it just fulfills it enough for the body that it actually did the opposite for me. I felt like, I think I've already had that ice cream in it. It felt really good.
Yeah, well, you know, our minds don't really know the difference. I mean, as far as they're concerned, it's all real and it's all illusion. So if we're manifesting it there, if we're feeling it, it's happening, right?
Absolutely, which leads me to the next opportunity to contemplate, which is not unlike what you just said, which is one individual's fear might be the other individual's freedom. And if you are participating in a family or a nucleus of individuals, regardless of their title, and you're trying to heal or you're trying to assist another to heal, that can be a challenge, which we'll get to in just a minute because we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Althea. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Ani.
Hello, Althea.
Hi. You know, I am allergic to ice cream. When you were talking about manifestation with your earlier shows, I was right there with you. I could celebrate that ice cream moment because I understood what you were trying to convey. Now, let's talk about the rash that I have, and please don't hold back. I've been shooting up energetically and expanding. I've found myself being very, very sensitive to foods lately. That's one aspect of it. Number two, my emotions, I'm getting deeper into the emotional body, so I've been working through rage and other stuffed emotions of fear of, you know, things to happen, that kind of stuff. And, you know, as much as I'm being aware, I would like to move into this shift of perception that you guys are talking about, which is more alignment, open heart, open mind. How do I get there?
Well, I think thank you for the question, and thank you so much for participating. I think that one of the things to really contemplate is that if you are, which indeed it is based on what you said, raising in vibration and expanding, your cells literally are taking on more light and discarding density. And then when you start participating in foods, regardless of what kinds, some of those foods have related and reacted and have their personal relationship with your body based on the vibration that you were, not necessarily the vibration that you are becoming. So two things. One thing you can do is literally communicate with the molecular structure of the food before it goes into your body. You're not only talking to the food, but you're also addressing your body and the expectations you have for what that energy interaction and reaction will be. Other foods, too, that are very dense or that are lower in vibration, you might definitely become allergic to. And if you find yourself becoming allergic to some foods, if you can't raise the vibration of the food, definitely don't want to lower your own, then you might look at what can be across the board, what can accompany this type of energy, let's say meat versus tofu or
Meat is not working for me right now. And I have a family, so, like, over the weekend I cooked meat for them, and then, you know, and it was fine, but I know it's not meat right now.
Right, and you're right. And so pay attention, actually, to that, because on one level it's really symbolic that you are expanding and raising in vibration if what you are used to, and be ready for that, it's already happening. When you're awakening and raising your vibration and expanding, you're on the way to, if not already accessible within you, to the peace of mind that you desire and the balance and the centeredness with all things. But in the meantime, start communicating with yourself, your body, and your digestive system about what your expectations are regarding these foods, the input and the output. And know that if a food you're not no longer able to, and you've tried to communicate with it, and your body is just not having it, then your body is literally saying you're raising at such a fast rate of speed that it can no longer participate in the density of that food. And then you'll have to go into, again, everybody in your family's eating meat and you're eating tofu, but you're having an experience of it as fulfilling as the meat.
Right, yeah. I did the vegetarian thing like long, long, long time ago, and you know, now it's like, okay, I'm 110 pounds. I just need to make sure that vegetarian thing today sustains me. So, right, talk about the food, make sure it's sustaining me and, you know, nurturing me in all that way, which I think it will. How can I calm the nervous system down? Because I break out in hives.
Ani,
Well, you know, when you get these rashes and you're going through spiritual evolution, it's really very, very common. And the good part of it is that your skin on the physical body is the last place that it can come out.
Oh.
And it's very, okay, so you've got to think of it that way. Oh, yes, hurrah.
Now, okay, hives, good, that makes me feel so good.
Right, good, because hives are horrible, and I understand that. But what is going to happen, and I can see that this is going to happen to you, is as you raise in vibration, your food allergies are going to rotate. There are going to be foods that you can't eat 1 week, and then you can eat them again the next week.
Oh,
so
okay.
The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to learn how to do a very, very quick muscle testing on yourself, which is before you put a food in your body, just stand up with your feet as close together as you possibly can. You're 110 mm-hmm. pounds. It shouldn't be a problem, okay?
Uh-huh.
Put your feet really close together.
Mm-hmm.
Take the food group and hold it to your chest. Close your eyes and just wait a moment. And if the food is good for you, you will lean forward somehow.
Right.
If it's neutral, you'll swoosh from side to side. And if it's a definite no, you'll go backwards.
Okay.
Okay, and you can have anything right now that's good or neutral. So that's one thing, because you are going to get rotating food allergies. Because it's all emotions coming to the surface. As you're going through all of this stuff that's leaving you, it's not uncommon, Althea, that you feel it. You feel what's leaving.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you don't have to go through it all as it leaves. Just be aware that if you're feeling anger, you're feeling rage, you're feeling frustration, you're all over the place, be aware that it's actually leaving.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I agree. And not only is it leaving, but the rashes, you can literally talk to the rash in the place that it's on the body, communicate with that rash and let it know, I understand the process, I respect the process of the body, and I give the body permission to quicken the healing of this process and to release it. So if you acknowledge that it's a release, then you won't feel so attached to try and hold on to it and figure it out.
Thank you so much. This is a whole new language for me, because typically what I would say to my body is, you've got 2 days and you're done.
you can't do that, Althea.
Well, I figured that one out.
You live in your body. You have to live in respect.
Yeah, well, you know, that is my kind of respect. It's like, you know, I'm a little bit more militant, and I'm realizing it's backfiring on me. I'm realizing the new language that's coming forth is what's coming out of your mouth, which is have some respect and realize that, okay, I see that you're leaving, and yeah, it's different.
Well, and know that your body is working with you and for you, not against you. And so when you give it 2 days to clear a process of 30 years, then you're actually kind of creating a self-sabotaging effect
that could manifest in hives.
Well, essentially what it does is, it ignores me and then gets into a heightened version, in a sense, you know.
It says, I'm not going to be, this is not being honored, so then we'll do it quicker, faster, different, and then you have severe breakouts. So.
Okay. So this new allowing energy, or allowing kind of conversation, you know, is there anything triggered to the reason why I'm so militant? Because I know when I went to my heart to heal it, I was just like, okay, what's up? I'm going to dismantle
fear.
You.
Yeah, fear. No,
it's fear,
total fear.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Total
but
fear.
It is fear, because then it's fear of the unknown.
You're totally trying to
control
be militant in order and control it because of the fear of the unknown, but also the fear that once you are no longer reacting in that control manner, that you will be vulnerable, and that in that vulnerability that you will not be able to protect yourself. But know this, you are changing energetically. The way and mode of how you protect yourself needs to also change, and that is in an energetic language of respect, which your light body becomes a protector instead of a forcible, dominant
mind. Yeah, no, I got it, because when you were saying that, I just saw myself as like a soft, wet, white kitten with a furry belly, pink belly, because I know
mm-hmm.
I'm moving into that direction, because it's actually a love vibration. It's a soft, receptive, receiving vibration.
And don't, you know, the thing too is, everyone, don't misunderstand the power of love to protect, to serve, to envelop, and to provide. There is the power of love is the reason that all and everything exists.
We're moving into that consciousness, you know. I mean, it's like I know that deep down, but I'm walking this journey, so I'm kind of coming back into that memory and that power, because I can on so many levels understand that and know it, but then I'm also going through it energetically, and there's a part of me that's going, huh?
Right.
So I have to, like, respect the fact that there's a part of me that's going, not so quite fast, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the part that has an attachment to another language, and you need to teach that part. You don't want to get rid of it, because what you resist persists. You want to teach that part a new language.
Uh-huh. Is there, like, a great reference book that talks about a new type of language to the self? Because for me, it seems like it's a re-education.
Well, you know, I would say to everyone that before you go and buy a book, which I totally support, sit with yourself, take out a notepad, and ask yourself, what are your thoughts before you read that book about these issues? Write them down, then go pick a book out. You know, there's Louise Hay, H-A-Y is the last name. All of her publications are excellent about new language, new thought, et cetera. Ani?
Louise Hay is fantastic. I would also recommend Energy Medicine by Donna Eden.
Okay.
Which will start to teach you a little bit more about the physical and energetic connection in a totally different way from Louise. But what Cynthia said earlier is, let me go back to that for a moment. It's, you know, sit down and write out what is your intent for your body and for your life path. You know, what is it that you really want to see? And respect that process.
Okay.
And then I'm very big into going into these bookstores with some of that sort of researched information in hand and asking Spirit to guide me as I flip through the books. And whatever speaks to you, that's what you should get.
Right.
But Louise Hay is where we all start.
No doubt about
that.
Yeah, she's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your
time. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Fascinating. I'm so grateful for the callers and them sharing. Really, really grateful. Going out to you from the heart, people, sharing your story and where you're at so that others can also have an opportunity to relate and experience contemplation of what we have to offer.
Yeah, because I think, you know, so many of us are going through the same thing, but we don't necessarily know how to formulate the language, or we think we're the only ones out there who don't get it. We think we're at the basic level, but, you know, the majority of us out there are just learning. We're just at the beginning, just learning this stuff. So don't be shy to share your views or put into any language that makes sense to you. This is not quantum physics at university. This is real life, the practical application of spiritual law. Okay?
Absolutely. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
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 Hello? Are you
Who's
there?
Who's calling?
Jana.
Jana?
Jana, J-A-N-A.
J-A-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jana. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I guess my question would be, God, there's, what would be my existence for? I guess.
Okay, let me answer that. Jana, your life has been an experience of wanting to be here and not wanting to be here. Your life has been an experience of really participating and watching it go by and not feeling fully able to participate in it and really pointed in the direction that you want it to go in. Your purpose here is very much about you and those that you teach around you about unending love, but your greatest purpose here, your sole purpose and intent, is to triumph over fear. Fear of staying or fear of leaving. But the fear is what's got you stuck. And the way to transform that fear is literally to start trusting in love, universal love, and the huge council of angelic chorus that surrounds you, that they are there for you, and they are there for you in a way that is without agenda and complete love, but you have to let go. You have to let go of the situation that you're in and the place that you're in, and you have to let go of fear. That's one and the same. And you have to hold on to and look into love. The communication with love, even if it's just a thought, will start to transform you and help you to become unstuck and help you to feel that what you desire is even possible, and also to help you experience that there is no fear. On the other side, there is no need for fear on this side. There is uncomfortability and pain, and God knows you have had that. The way out of that and into clarity, peace, and comfortability outside of pain and fear is literally you need to create a trusting relationship with allowing yourself to receive universal love. You need to let go of fear, and that is the beginning of the movement for you in your life. Your greatest struggle in this lifetime has been between the relationship of love and fear. And you need to know that you've given fear, either knowingly or unknowingly, the amount of time that it has gotten, and it's now time for you to let go of fear and give love, whether it's a communicating love, whether you are just calling on love, but just start trusting that you are surrounded by angelic beings that want to fill you with love and help you to find some peace. Ani?
Wow.
Yeah. Hi, Jonah. I don't have too much more to add to that, except yes, it is time for you to start focusing only on what you want to see manifest in your life and not to give any attention to what you do not want to see manifest in your life. And if I may, I'm going to recommend a flower essence for you.
A what?
Which is called a flower essence.
Uh-huh.
And you can get these at most metaphysical bookstores or Whole Food stores.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Aspen, like
Aspen?
The tree. A-S-P-E-N.
Okay.
And I think that it would really benefit you in your journey. It's a spiritual essence. It's a vibrational essence.
Uh-huh.
And it will help you to release a lot of the anxiety around making this change in your life out of fear and into love.
Okay.
Now,
also know that I see energy. I do phone readings around the world, and I can see your light body. I can see the angels and the guides surrounding you and holding you. And what I can see also is that you have to stop giving up on yourself. You have what it takes to trust and to fall deep into the arms of love and your guides holding you. Trust and know that love, universal love, or just the word love, has an equation and a magnetic and a vibration that is going to envelop you and help you become unstuck.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Dan, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and may you know yourself to the core of who you are, and you are a tremendous teacher and a special gift to this world, and you just need to know that for yourself because everyone else around you does.
Huh. Well, that's good to know.
You know
well,
what?
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you can get my number, and there are ways of getting my phone number, and then call me if you'd like, if you feel guided to do so, and we'll walk you through the process.
I was guided to you this way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was told to call you. And
well,
you
know
would feel me, and you would know and pick up the phone. I said, yeah, I have a million callers.
Yes, and here you are.
And here I is. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'm glad we're both glad you got through, Jana. Very glad you got through.
I am too.
Okay,
well, thank
blessings
you.
To you.
Thank
love,
you.
Love to you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, I mean, you know, thank you so much, caller. That was
an absolute miracle and huge gratitude to be able to be a part of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, so that question, we hear that an awful lot, that question. What is the purpose of my existence? You know, what am I here for? What is the purpose of life? And, you know, I'm glad we're not afraid to ask it, because it's the fundamental question of life. And it's a different answer for everyone. So,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, fear or love, those two equations literally are the mechanisms and the instruments of a divine symphony, or a sound that is crashing and unaudible. I mean, one is expanding and ongoing, which is love, and fear does not sustain itself. It needs participation. It sounds like we have another caller.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, it's Amy, and I love you both.
Hi, Amy.
Are fabulous.
Thank you.
I have a question. It's actually for my brother-in-law, who has leukemia, and his white cell count is down to 1, and I was hoping you could give me some advice to tell him.
Sure. You know, advice would be, it looks as though the numbers are saying one thing, and he might even be physically feeling the reaction of that statement. His body is very much feeling the breakdown, if you will, and the difficulty of refueling itself. So I would say at this point in time, one of the things for him to really focus upon is the fullness, because I look at his light body, I see an emptiness, a lacking, almost like his body's unable to hold the fullness. So he really needs to start looking at focusing upon the fullness of love, love filling him and surrounding him like his own personal ozone layer, surrounding him and filling him to help him feel full, and then define on top of that, full of what? Of trust. Of peace, of serenity, of letting go if that's his choice. Regardless of what his choice is, I really feel the need to tell him he needs to call upon an energy, whether it is a word or an intention, that will help him to feel full and dissolve and transmute the fear and help guide him towards the direction of his next journey. Ani?
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You know, I agree with what Cynthia said. I'm seeing a problem with the way that he's breathing. I'm not saying that maybe he's in respiratory distress, but perhaps in some of these modalities, because I know you do, you're very fey with healing work. I know that.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
if you can guide him to learn how to breathe in the word of love, the breath of God, as it were, mm-hmm. and to mm-hmm. feel it cool and sweet and filling him up in the physical body to the extent that he's so full that love actually just explodes out of every pore of his being and starts to work outward towards his etheric body and through the rest of his aura, so that he's every breath, he's continually nourished, he's continually replenished. And as he fills up his lungs with that, you know, he's going to start to feel, if he does good inhales and slow exhales, he's going to start feeling a tingling in his spinal column. And when he starts feeling that, he's going to really shift the issues that he has. So if you could teach him to breathe in that way, I think it will be very, very beneficial.
I will.
Love you, Amy.
Love you, too. And can you tell me one other thing? Should I stay with the job I'm at now, or should I move to this new one?
You should move to the new one.
I should? Okay.
Yeah, you definitely should. I think
I thought so. My old ladies will just be devastated.
I think that this new place will have this new opportunity will have new beginnings and a more amplified direction for you to work with.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you so much for the call.
I love you.
Thank you, Amy. You know, I am so deeply, and words are so limiting, but so deeply and unendingly grateful to have the opportunity to do the work that I do and that we do, and to make a difference however small it is. And what I want callers to know is you make, callers and participants, you make a difference in my life. So I want to thank you for the opportunity of knowing you and for the opportunity of dialoguing with you, and at any level, being honored by you allowing me into your life, and me being able to offer you any bit of advice is a deep exchange of gratitude.
Amen to that, you know, for your trust in us, and also just for being interested on how to expand consciousness so we can all tune in and work together on this. Fabulous stuff. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like we will be wrapping this up.
Oh, is it that time again, Cynthia?
It is.
It's, oh, okay, everyone. It has been an honor, a pleasure, and all good things. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we welcome your feedback. We love the little emails we get from you. So do go ahead and drop us a line at brazilbrit@gmail.com. That's brazilbrit@gmail.com. And what's our next show going to be about, Cynthia?
You know, tune in to our next show, I believe March 23rd, because I think our next show will be very much about water and how most of our makeup is made. We are physically, the highest percentage of us is water, and how that can make a difference in our personal lives as liquid beings, liquid light beings, and how we're affected by the environment.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to that with a great and mighty thirst. And meanwhile, this is Ani Avedisian encouraging you, as always, to let your imagination drive your incarnation.
And this is Cynthia Sloan. As always, if it resonates, make it your own.